way we show some respect, right? All right. And we're going to be reading in Luke 3, verses 21 through 22. And I'm going to read it so you guys don't have to worry about that, okay? Luke 3, verses 21 through 22. Okay. Verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven. You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. Lord, we are here today to praise you. Lord, to honor you. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you've given us. Father, I just pray that you would speak to our hearts this morning, Lord. Help us to hear what you would have to say. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, ladies, you may be seated. Gentlemen, you may be seated. So we have been studying, while you guys are in children's church, we here have been studying Luke, and really we've spent 3 weeks now on John the Baptist. Do you guys remember who John the Baptist is? You guys remember? Because that's the guy who baptizes Jesus in this text this morning, okay? So bonus points, anybody know something about John the Baptist that's unique? How about what's he eat? What's he eat? Go ahead, just say it, just shout it out. Locusts, like big, juicy grasshoppers, right? And that's what we're cooking out there. No. And honey, right. What's he wear? What's he wear? Anybody? Anybody? Camel hair, right? So itchy, scratchy camel hair is what he wears. Ugh, right? So those are the things that we usually think of when we think of John the Baptist, right? We think of him wearing camel hair and eating locusts, dipping them in some honey, and just enjoying himself out in the wilderness, right? But you know what else? Know what's more important than what he wears and what he eats? What? It's okay. What's more important, yeah, is what he does, right? It's what he does. And what does he do? What is he doing? What do we always see him doing? He's baptized. You could shout it right out. This is informal here. You could shout it out. So he's baptizing people, right? He's dunking people in water and baptizing them. So now I got questions for you. And if you don't answer, I got to make your parents answer, all right? So, does getting dunked in the water get you into heaven?
No.
No? Wow. Whoever's doing children's church is doing a good job. No. So what does get you into heaven? Shout it out.
Asking God into your heart.
Yeah, believing in Jesus, right? This is so dangerous, asking kids questions, right? But we're going for it. So, what we want to find out today, why we're reading this today, is we want to know, you know, why does John baptize people? And not only that, but why does Jesus get baptized? And not only that, these are rhetorical questions, and not only that, but why do we go get baptized, okay? So to start, we're going to start right from the very beginning, the basic most stuff, all right? What do we use water for?
Drink,
yeah, absolutely. Drink it. What else do we use? Would you say wash your hands? That's perfect. What else?
Cooking.
I thought we'd have like water gun wars and swimming and stuff, but you got it right. So washing, right? For cleaning. That's what's important. So that's what John's doing when he's dunking people in the water. He's cleaning them, right? Does this mean that all those people were like stinky and John had some soap and he's scrubbing them up?
No.
No, it's different, right? It's symbolic, okay? Which means that he's telling them that they need to be cleaned of their sin, okay? And sin, hold on, is those things that we do that moves us away from God, right? The things that keep us from God instead of getting closer to him like he wants us to be. And what John is doing is he wants us to realize that these people that he's baptizing are moving away from God and that they need to change how they're living. So here's an example, right? Imagine somebody has a blindfold on, okay? And you're sitting there and you're watching this person with a blindfold on. And there's a path. There's a roadway, all right? But there's also a cliff over here. Now they got the blindfold on and they're walking on the path, but all of a sudden they start moving towards the cliff. What are you going to do when they get really close? Nothing. That's terrible. Then somebody else would have to come up here and give the sermon because I'd be on the ground. So you would yell, right? You would say, whoa, stop, turn around, come back. That's what John's doing. That's what John the Baptist is doing. He's saying, hey, guys, you need to turn. You need to come back. Why is this thing not fitting? So that's what he does. He's saying, guys, you need to change how you're living. You need to change all those bad things that you're doing, and you need to come this way. Like, don't walk towards the cliff. If you keep doing that, it's going to be bad, right? All right. So what we're going to start, we only got two verses today, and we're going to spend the whole morning on just two verses, all right? The first verse is verse 21, and I'm going to read it again. When all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized. So hold on a second. Jesus got baptized. Didn't I just say that John was baptizing people because they were sinning and they need to turn away from their sin? Does that mean that Jesus needed to be cleaned and needed to change? No, you're shaking your heads. No, perfect. No. How come? Because he's perfect, right? Yeah. So why is Jesus getting baptized? It's a tricky question. Perfect. To set an example, right? He wants us to identify with him, to draw closer to him, okay? So he's walking up to this crowd. It said everybody got baptized, right? He walks up to this crowd, and there's John. And basically what he's saying is, here I am, guys. I am right here with you. I am right here by your side to help you guys if you need it. I'm the one who can, like, really clean you. And Jesus is saying, believe in me. Follow me, right? That's what he's doing. And that's why we're here today. That's what today is all about. Because today is about making a choice. A choice that some of you guys have already made. A choice that some of you guys may decide to wait to make. But it's about making a choice. And here's the thing. The choice is for each of us to make all by ourselves, right? Nobody else can make this choice. The choice is, do you want to follow Jesus? And do you want to be closer to him? Do you want to change? Do you want to be cleaned? No. And that can happen, and that will happen when you trust in Jesus and you believe in him and you believe what the Bible says about him. It's a choice that only you can make individually. Doesn't matter what your parents believe. It doesn't matter what your friends believe. It doesn't matter what any of your family members believe, brothers or sisters, because what matters is what you guys believe, all right? What matters is what you each believe individually. It's between you and Jesus. And when it comes to making a choice about being baptized, first, you have to have prayed and accepted Jesus into your heart, right? To believe that he is Lord. That's step one. And then step two is following Jesus by being baptized, okay? Pretty simple, right? So when you get baptized, it's just like the song we just sang, right? You're going to say, I've decided, I've called out his name. I'm following Jesus now because he knows the way. So when you choose to get baptized, you're showing everyone that you've decided to follow Jesus. You've made him the king of your life, that you want him to come in and like clean you up, right? So you see how it's important? You guys get that? Following Jesus and being baptized goes hand in hand. So I'm going to tell you a story right now, because everybody likes a story, right? And you're going to ask yourself as I'm telling you this story, what in the world does this have to do with getting baptized? And then I'm going to say, I don't know. I just wanted to tell a nice story. Till the chicken's done. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So the story is about a man by the name of Captain Cortez. Okay? This happened 500 years ago. So this is before cell phones. This is before video games. This is before I was born. This is even before some of the people in here were born. I mean, it's a long time ago, right? So Captain Cortez, he's in Spain. And Captain Cortez is an explorer, all right? So what he's going to do is he wants to set out on an expedition, and he wants to go to Mexico and explore Mexico. And so what he does is Captain Cortez gets some ships together. And then he gets a bunch of guys together, and he says, hey, we're going to go to Mexico, we're going to go to this new land, and we're going to see things that you've never seen before, and we're going to do amazing things, and we're going to discover all this stuff, and we're going to meet new people, and we're going to have a great time, right? So they get on the ships, and they start sailing. Now, this is like, it's 6 weeks long, all right? 6 weeks of being on the ocean, just every day on the ocean for 6 weeks. As they're going, the men, they start losing heart, right? They start saying, you know what, we want to go back. We don't like this anymore. This isn't fun. Let's just go back home. We want to go back to Spain and go back to our old lives there, okay? And Captain Cortez is saying, listen, we're so close. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. You're going to enjoy this. It's going to be fun. And so finally, after 6 weeks, they spot land, Mexico. And Captain Cortez is excited. And he's like, this is it. We made it, guys. But surprisingly, all the guys, they're still just like, I don't want to go. I just want to go back home. I don't like this. I don't want to see anything new. I don't want to experience this. I want to go back to my old life. And Captain Cortez is disappointed, and he's going, why? Why would you want to do that? You knew how it was back there. You knew, you know, the pitfalls. You knew the dead ends that are there. And this is an opportunity. This is something new, something fresh, something exciting. Why would you want to go back? And the men are like, we just don't care. Just take us back. Just take us back. And so Captain Cortez thinks, and he says, okay, well, let's do this. We're here. Let's get off the boats. Let's go to shore, and let's set up camp. Okay? So all the men get in the little boats, and they make it to shore, and they start setting up a temporary camp. And then, this is the crazy part. Are you ready? Are you ready? So then Captain Cortez goes back, and he sends a couple other guys back, some faithful guys, and they set fire to the ships. They burn the ships so that there's no way back. There's no way that they're going to go back now. They can only go forward. And he knows that if that opportunity to go back is there, that they'll take it. And so he says, I'm not going to give them that opportunity. I'm going to show them, because he knows that if they push forward, that if they go forward and they follow him, then that way they're going to experience something cool, something they've never seen before. They're going to see sights that they've never seen. They're going to meet people that they never would have met. and they're going to fulfill their lives in a way that they never would have dreamed. And he knows that if they went back home, that they'd just be like back in the old thing, doing the same old, and just in a rut, right? Essentially, they would be like the people that were walking towards the cliff, maybe, never experiencing, never staying on the right path and going forward, okay? They explored Mexico, and then they spent time in Mexico, and after quite a while, another ship came, and some of the men ended up staying. Some of the men went back home. It's a good question. And I'm glad that I know what happened, or else that would have been funny. So it's more dangerous than I thought. So here's why I told you guys this story. Can you kind of put the puzzle together a little bit? This is why I told you this story. Because if you're here this morning and you want to be baptized, or you're considering it maybe you showed up this morning and you didn't think you wanted to be baptized and now you're considering it, baptism is saying that I'm going to follow Jesus no matter what. That I'm willing to move forward with my relationship with him. And that in doing that, I'm willing to just leave it all behind. Okay? I'm willing to leave my sins behind, those things that keep me from God. I'm willing to leave behind the past things that I've done. Right? I may have to give up certain things in order to move forward with my relationship with Jesus. And in doing that, And willing to do that, you're going to follow him. And you're letting everybody else know that you're following him. So here's the challenge. Are you ready, guys? Here's the challenge this morning. Be like Captain Cortez. Be like Captain Cortez. Okay, so don't set anything on fire, right? That's not what we're saying. But be like Captain Cortez in that, have that drive. Have that determination. Always look forward, okay? Focus on Jesus and the amazing things that he has for you, the amazing sights that he puts before you guys, and learn more of him every day, you know, to meet him and grow closer with him, and then you meet other people who are on that same journey. So just like the guys in the boat, right? They want to go back home. They're like, I'm not sure about this. It's not always easy, okay? But Captain Cortez was there to push them forward, to show them, to reveal to them something that they didn't really realize. And Captain Cortez helped them. So who helps us live a life for Jesus? Jesus does. Who else does? God. We got two of them so far. Who else? The Holy Spirit. Good job. Awesome. I thought for sure we'd hear like my mom and dad, you know. No, that's perfect. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's Spirit, his presence in our lives. So this is cool. Check it out. We're going to read some more, right? Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him, okay? Do you know what happens when you accept Jesus into your life and you believe in him? The Holy Spirit actually comes inside of you. Isn't that crazy? I thought you'd be a lot more excited about that. He comes to help you, okay? He comes to help you make choices, but you got to listen closely. You got to pay attention. He helps us to follow Jesus closer, right? And he helps us to move forward, to see what God has for us, to forget about that old life. So what does the Bible say next? It says, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, right? And a voice came out of heaven You are my beloved son, and you I am well pleased. Who do you think said that? Just shout it out.
God.
Yeah, God said it. God the Father said that. See, it made God happy, right? That Jesus was doing what God had planned. And it made God happy to see John the Baptist doing what his plan was. And it makes God happy when we're doing what he has planned. Now, I want you guys just to see, there's three things that happen in this text this morning, okay? Just three things that I want you to focus on, because these three things you guys can apply and you guys can take away today, okay? Are you ready? The first thing, and this is all about Jesus and him being baptized, the first thing that we see is that Jesus prayed. He prayed. He was found praying, right? It says that. When he was baptized and after he was baptized, and I'll bet you he was praying long before he was baptized, right? Even before he went into that water, he was praying and he was trusting God's plan. So you guys got to pray, okay? Pray. The second thing is he was baptized. That's an easy one, right? We saw that. So when Jesus was baptized, you know what that was? The start of his ministry. And as he's calling us to follow him, if you guys are choosing to be baptized, anyone today, it's the start of your public life, declaring Jesus Christ to everybody, okay? It's really important. Finally, the third thing, he received the Holy Spirit. So after he prayed, after he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came. And the Holy Spirit gives us courage, energy, focus to just really follow God like never before, okay? And I just want this to be simple. This is going to be simple because a lot of people ask stuff like, do I need to be baptized to be saved? Do I have to do that? Can I go to heaven without being baptized? Well, sure. But isn't the question, why not? Why not just do it, right? It comes down to this. So if we prayed and if we've made a choice to follow Jesus and he's the most important thing in your life, then just get baptized, right? Because he says to. You know, Luke, when he wrote Acts, He put something in there that backs this up. And Acts 2:38 says, and this is Peter speaking to the crowd, and Peter says, repent. Each of you be baptized in the name of Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will all receive the Holy Spirit. It's a promise, guys. It's a promise that God gives us. The Holy Spirit comes when we trust and believe in Jesus. And we place our trust in him by believing his word and doing what he says because we love him, right? So if you guys have made that choice, if you've decided already to follow Jesus, okay, then you want to follow his example. You want to follow his command. And I would say, here's your chance then. You guys get baptized if that's where you're at, okay? Get baptized. But maybe today you're considering. Maybe you showed up today and you didn't have any thought that you'd want to be baptized and you haven't been. You can do it. If you've believed in Jesus and you've given your heart to him, get baptized. Get baptized. This can be a turning point in your life, and it should be a turning point in your life, guys. This is like Captain Cortez making that choice to burn the ships, right? Saying, I'm not turning back. No turning back. I'm moving on. I'm not looking back. I'm following Jesus. And that's it, right? So we're going to pray, and then we're going to have communion. And then anybody who wants to be baptized, just